Thank you. Let me just make a few announcements, if I might. First of all, thank you, everybody, as always, for coming. I gather there are a number of people in the room who haven't had their beauty sleep, so I want to thank them all for the amount of time and energy that's gone into the preparation of this meeting, and also to say you're excused in advance if you get testy because you only had a couple of hours sleep. That's fine. Second of all, we're going to have a lot of people, we think, here for public comment. We have some members of our state police here. I didn't want you to become anxious about it, but I think it's important because we're going to have a lot of people in and out of the building, that we have some people here who can just make sure that everything is okay. So my concern for everybody, so I hope people don't misinterpret my desire to make sure that everything is okay. It's from being a mother, probably. And I know that Christy has talked with the captain and others about this in advance, so thank you. The third thing is that we have, as you know, at the last board meeting, changed the compositions of our committee. We also, in the course of talking to the board members, had discussed the idea that we would have a different configuration around the table. We're trying one today. We probably will have others as we go along, so let us know how you think this works, and we'll edge our way toward something else. Both Tom and Bill had the same comment. Bill explained to me it's because of Catholic schools that you end up thinking if you get moved in the class closer to the nun, it means you've done something wrong. I just don't want people to misinterpret that. They're only random.
You go to Catholic school too?
Yeah. See, you're a good boy. You get to sit in the far side.
No, we're looking right at him, though. See,
no, but it's how far the nun can reach.
Right, it's within arm's length. Is that right? Okay.
He's right next to me. Don't worry.
And the one other question is, because we have new chairs of the committee, they will be conducting their sections of the agenda. We also, Trinise raised a question about whether the people who are on the committee before should vote for the minutes of the committee. No, it's the composition of the current committee, and they can approve the minutes from the prior predecessor committee. Finally, we're trying to get finished today by about 11 or 11:15, which I think we will be able to do, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows we're trying to do that. If it takes longer to have the discussion, we should take as long as we need to finish the board's business. We're not going to truncate anybody's capacity to participate in the process because we have a series of events that are scheduled after this. Any questions on logistics before we begin? Oh, I guess the other thing is that, as we had at the last meeting, we put the executive session within one of the committees, so we'll do it the same way we've done for the past. Anything else? Sorry, I didn't make coffee cake. Okay, Maria's go.
Okay. Can we call the roll? Yes. This is that. Ultimately, I want to call to order the Committee of the Finance, Administration, and Operations. Can you please call the roll?
Okay. Committee Chair, Director Saldana.
Here.
Director Morris.
Here.
Director Cannon.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, first order of business, can we get a motion to approve the minute from the Finance Administration?
Second.
So, move to, okay, approved. Do we move that to the consent agenda? I always forget.
We don't have to.
Okay, we'll go on to the agenda for finance. We have one item.
Thank you. Okay. Good morning, directors. Good morning. Finance has one item for the Finance Administration and Operations Committee this morning. This item is a renewal of a banking services contract, which is issued through the Illinois State Treasurer's Office for the Elway's Customary Banking Services and Armored Car Services for a one-year period, which would begin in September 1, 2011 through August 31st, 2012. Seeking approval in the amount of $420,000, which would be an increase of our estimated expenditures of this year of $400,000. We are also, as a part of this resolution, requesting an increase in the upper limit of the contract of the existing year by about $10,000, from $390,000 to $400,000. The reason for that change is that the Treasurer's Office did do some renegotiation of pricing at the start of last year's contract. It did result in an increase in pricing for currency verification, currency counting verification services, And while we may not spend this entire amount of $10,000, it's close enough that we would like to have that increase in the upper limit for this year. This renewal would be subject to the treasurer's successful renegotiation of the renewal terms. It is a contract that is issued through their RFP. We are signatory to it because it is for tollway accounts, and we are the party responsible for paying those fees. This RFP for this was issued back in 2005. There were five or six bidders at the time. Bank of America did have the highest score. Tollway did participate in that evaluation process, and I believe at the time Bank of America also had the lowest fee proposal. So with that, finance recommends approval of the renewal of the contract and an increase in this year's upper limit.
And this is a one-year renewal?
This is a one-year renewal.
And it's the third one-year extension. Are you going to run? Are they running out of extensions?
I believe the treasurer's office awarded this as a four-year initial term, up to six annual one-year renewals. We have had discussions with them about the possibility of rebidding this year. I think their willingness to do so will depend upon the outcome of their negotiations with Bank of America on this particular renewal. I think they believe that the pricing was very, very aggressive in the initial award, but depending upon how cooperative Bank of America is with respect to the renewal, they may seek to do an RFP to replace the issue.
Two questions. When I see currency verification, I usually think Swiss franc and Mexican peso, which I know isn't the case here. What is the currency verification process?
When we make the deposits from the money room, we provide them with a deposit which indicates the amount of currency and the amount of coin.
Because we're finding the amounts of deposits. Okay. And then secondly, any reason to believe that the Illinois State Treasurer's Office would not approve this contract? You said it's contingent on their approval.
No, we have been working with them, and they have been working with Bank of America. They indicated their desire to do the renewal. It's just whether or not they can reach acceptable terms with Bank of America. In renewal, they would be seeking an extension of some type until the time they're able to replace.
Okay.
So if they do a small extension, you would come back for the, or would this be encompassed in this approval?
We would be able to, we would be able to do the extension within the authorization to renew for here.
Okay. Any other questions? Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Then move in second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, move to the consent agenda.
Thank you.
And then business systems have one item.
Yes, thank you. This item on the agenda is for the approval of a short-term sole source contract with CAPT Trafficom, formerly known as Mark IV. Mark IV has been our transponder vendor, as well as the transponder vendor for the entire EasyPath group, the IAG, for more than the last 10 years. I think the relationship goes back to 1995. Our existing contract with CAPT is due to expire August 15th, and the new contract with the with CAPT, which will won't start for at least a few more months because CAPT was just selected by the EasyPath group to continue to be the transponder vendor for all member agencies. So what we would like to do is what a number of these member agencies are doing, which is create this short-term sole source contract to bridge these two larger contracts so that we can continue purchasing our transponders, swapping out the ones that are expiring, and giving new transponders to new customers as they come on board. We purchase about 40,000 transponders every single month, so it's pretty important that we continue to have the capacity to do this while the larger contract is under negotiation between CAPT and the EasyPath group.
So this will just take us through February next year.
This, so this contract is a 6-month contract. It would take us through to about mid-February. But if the new contract is negotiated during that 6-month period, this one just gets canceled out.
Okay.
And we will replace it with the new one.
We expect significant savings from the new contract. We participated in this procurement. It started back in, frankly, it started back in 2006. The whole procurement process with the EasyPass group, so it's been a long time coming. But the transponders alone, we expect to be, about maybe up to half the cost of, our current transponders that we're ordering. So obviously, I think it's in our interest to move that contract through, and many of all of the agencies' interest to move it through. But we do need this kind of sole source to tide us over.
Are we going to be paying the $20 for the next 6 months and then drop to the $9?
For however long the sole source contract, and we continue to have to order under this contract, we're going to have this contract pricing, which is the higher amount.
And we've been paying the $20.95 for the last couple of years.
Right.
Well, right. But the last 6 years at least.
Will we ever reconsider that?
Reconsider what? I'm sorry.
That the transponders cost the users $15 something. I mean,
well, I think that that's
for
something.
Reconsideration at some point.
That's something that I know, as we're looking at the customer service committee, something that Director Morris has identified as whether they be other account fees or other types of things that we need to be discussing.
It doesn't mean I support that concept, but right. we do have it on our agenda. Because that was one of the things. Well, there was a series of things which the old committee had that we have to deal with, is at some point do we continue to free transponders, our ticketing system. There's a whole list of things that today we'll set an agenda for.
How long do they last, the transponders?
8 years.
8 years.
So you just spread the 25 years out over 8 years, it'd be $3 a year. Maybe.
And actually under the new, I think under the contract that's being negotiated with the whole team, but the whole price is going to drop down.
Yeah, it's going to drop to like $9.
It's going to drop down considerably.
It will be less than, we anticipate less than half the cost that we're currently paying. It's very competitive. So, and we do have a clause that we certainly don't have to keep purchasing under this contract for a 6-month period. Obviously, if the negotiations conclude more quickly than that, we would purchase under the new contract. We didn't want to just advance purchase a large volume of transponders. We thought it was better to do the sole source and just purchase as needed, because again, we anticipate such better pricing under the new contract. We didn't want to have a stockpile at the higher rate.
I'll make the motion that we approve this, but I would like it some subsequent meeting. I assume there'd be a presentation on the new contract from the parent group, the new plan.
Yep. When we finalize the contract, that would have to come to this board for approval anyway. So that definitely should be reviewed.
And just so people, right, the executive director is our delegate on this committee of 20 agencies or 20 some agencies.
Yeah.
And they just approved this in the last couple of weeks. She had told us at the last meeting this was likely to occur, and I believe this was the lowest bidder.
Yes, this was again a very competitive process, a long and extensive testing period, and a long process. The pricing was definitely far the determining factor in this.
So this is just we're kind of it's going to take a couple months to really. So I'll make the motion, because we do need to continue to do this, because we do have transponders that have run their natural life and will begin to fail, and we've got a really good program that was implemented. What was the Director Towns about 6 months ago, where we started bringing them back in, and it's been very successful. So we would hate to stall that.
It's good timing for us really to have a lower price, since we're starting to have to replace so many of the transponders are hitting that 8-year.
I think next year we hit the high peak.
Christy, I know you were out there last week with this group. Is your sense that they actually are moving expeditiously? What's your guess?
Yes, my sense is yes. I mean, every single member agency, as you can see from the cost savings, is going to enjoy the same cost savings that we're enjoying now, and all of them, while they all have, different ways in which they treat, transponders and passing that cost on to customers, it's going to be, there's no doubt that it's going to be a significant savings for everybody. So I think everybody's interest is to get get this part moving for, I think, very good reasons. There was a very long testing process, maybe a little longer than they originally anticipated, but we think it was important that it was tested, that we can, you know, have a level of confidence that we can kind of seamlessly, as seamlessly as possible, integrate this new technology with existing systems, and we don't see, you know, failures or other problems.
Okay.
Our customers do not have to take any action. Doesn't mean you have to. Everybody has to come in and turn in the transponder they got a year ago. So I just want to be very clear.
I want a new transponder.
It's a very important clarification.
It is. I wouldn't want anybody. I wouldn't want to run on
transponder.
Transponders if they're fairly recently issued. So
it's been moved by Director Morris. Can I get a second?
Second.
So second by Director Canham. All those in favor?
Aye.
So we'll move to the consent agenda. Okay, Mike, under procurement, we have a number of items, so let's take the 1, 2, and 3, that's related to cars, I think.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Directors. Procurement has 12 items for consideration. The first item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase tires. This contract provides a source for tires used in the towing vehicles and equipment, which consists of cars, light or heavy-duty trucks, and off-road equipment. These tires will be ordered on an as-needed basis during the two-year period. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Bridgestone America Tires, in an amount not to exceed $350,000. The second item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase Ford Fusion hybrid sedans. This contract provides a source for 8 hybrid sedans to be used by tollway staff. It should be noted that these sedans will be the first hybrid sedans in the tollway's fleet. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Morrow Brothers Ford Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $198,520. The third item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase 4 Escape hybrid SUVs. This contract provides a source for 4 hybrid SUVs to be used by tollway staff. Award is recommended to the lowest responsive bidder, Morrow Brothers Ford Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $113,760.
Any questions?
I just
the first 3 items.
It's nice to note that we are moving to a hybrid fleet, and I know Mayor Pradel and I drive hybrids to the board meetings in our own cars, so it's a good step forward, and I think it's nice to be taking the lead in this area. And this is really a good, positive step forward.
It is a
very good price, because there is a little bit of a premium for hybrids. It's a surprisingly good price.
Yeah.
But if you look at the list, it got very competitive. So I think the margin for profit in these prices would be very slim at this point. Mm-hmm. And I think we benefit from having a lot of bidders in the state on this. But normally a hybrid is a little bit more expensive than a traditional automobile, but they do recover their cost at about 50 or 60,000 miles, so we should have no loss there.
He's the one in the left lane going about 25 miles.
Pardon?
He's the one in the left lane going about 25 miles.
Well, I don't want to tell you how fast I can go in my hybrid because the state police are at the meeting. However. It's kind of cool, because at a certain point, if you use cruise control, you can see the battery kick in with the engine, and my mileage today was not as good as normal. It was only 51 miles to a gallon. Mm-hmm. It came. Last month it was 53. So.
Okay,
so
can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
1, 2, and 3 are moved to the consent agenda. I think we can take 4, 5, and 6.
The fourth item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase multifunction copier equipment. This contract provides a source for the purchase of 25 multifunctional copiers and maintenance to be used throughout the tollway. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Xerox Corporation, in an amount not to exceed $198,314. The fifth item is an order against a CMS master contract to procure Cisco maintenance support, also known as Cisco SmartNet. This contract provides a source for the maintenance and support for our network of 500 plus Cisco devices that include firewalls, routers, and switches. This contract also allows direct access to Cisco engineers and an extensive range of technical services for all of our Cisco communication devices. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, AT&T Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $888,503.02. The sixth item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase fasteners, nuts, and bolts. This contract provides a source to order these items on an as-needed basis throughout the term. These fasteners are essential to the fleet personnel, electricians, mechanics, and facility service employees. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Clark Devon Hardware Company Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $60,000.
I have a question on the first one, number four. You have Xerox Corporation, and then we have all these other listed companies and say not available from CMS. So it's not the only thing that's available from CMS is Xerox.
The only bid amount.
And
that's true in some subsequent ones as well. What is
the
common?
A lot of these procurements happened a couple of years ago, and I'm trying to establish tight relationships with some of the people at CMS to get this information. But since some of these were let a couple of years ago, their files have been long packed away, and to ask them to go back to get that information for our board meeting, sometimes we get a little resistance, or it's just not their highest priority.
And we don't have that in our records?
No, we
don't.
From
when we originally voted on this, if we did? Mm-hmm. Or are these not things we've ever voted on before? It doesn't matter. I mean, the point.
Yeah, no. But it just seems.
We are depending on CMS to get from the information.
We have to, okay. But are you saying that, so the other companies listed just didn't bid whenever this was bid off by CMS?
No, they did bid.
There's just not a record or information that was readily available on what their bid was.
Oh.
I think the implication here is that theirs was the lowest responsible bid.
Oh.
Others may have bid, but that information is not available.
Do they not have leasing practice anymore where they lease the machines?
They do. There's two options, the leasing and the purchase. We're purchasing the machines. Mike Kelch and I have worked through the numbers, and it made more economic sense for us to purchase these devices.
Okay.
And it also should be noted, we have an existing contract, which I'm going to present a few items down, where it was our contract, but since CMS in the last year and a half put this master contract in place, we were required to use their master contract. So we had to get off of ours for all these office setting copper devices and get on the master.
Okay. And I have one other question.
Sure.
On the set number two, you have 888 as the award, and then down in the budget, you have 668 in your budget chart. Is that just a type in error, or are we $200,000 over what we thought?
I think there's a 3-year term on this agreement.
That's correct.
Two years.
So this contract expires in June of 2014.
Got it.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just on this question, in the future, it would probably be good if someone from CMS, even if it's simply an email, could have something to you for our files to verify what Director Weisner said, that based on CMS recommendation, this was the lowest responsible bidder. So there is at least documentation that we believe we're voting on that, but it would be nice to have something verifying that if they're not able to access their files and get us the actual numbers.
We actually have that information, so when they publicly post their award notice to the procurement bulletin, it does state that the vendor was the most responsible bidder. And
okay.
That is in our files, too.
Okay, good.
Any other questions?
Move to pass.
Any other second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
4, 5, and 6 are moved to the consent agenda. Okay, Mike, can we take, let's take 7, 8, 9. I'm trying to find some theme.